Ivan, payphone, the time 1:37. Vanessa sitting in for Jeremy today. 4 dead sperm whales have been found on the beaches of Lincolnshire and Norfolk over the weekend. The first whale swam into the Wash at Hunstanton in Norfolk and became stranded. Despite the rescue efforts of lifeboat crews, coast guards and staff from the Hunstanton Sea Life Centre, they were unable to push the whale back into deeper water and it died late on Friday night. On Saturday evening, 2 more whales washed up on a beach near Skegness in Lincolnshire and another was discovered in the same area on Sunday morning. One of these whales has exploded this morning as part of initial examinations by scientists on the scene. Someone has also graffitied a peace sign and the letters CND on its tail. The whales may have been part of a much larger group, 6 of which died when they were beached in Germany, and a further 6 died in the Netherlands in recent weeks. Scientists are now very concerned about any surviving members of the pod. So I very much want to hear from you if you've seen these whales, or perhaps you were involved in the rescue attempt. If you give me a call, please, 0500 288 291, or email vine at bbc.co.uk. David Sykes is a BBC reporter. He's right there on the beach in Skegness. David, hello. Can you tell us what you know about the whale so far?
Yes, well, it's been a dramatic scene here this morning and it's still playing out in front of me. I'm just watching this one whale here, just by the beach of Skegness, and it's been subject of post-mortem examination. Teams have been working on it for several hours now, taking it apart to try and work out what on earth has happened to it and why it's found itself on this beach in Skegness where it's washed up. And then a little bit further down the beach, there's 2 more whales where they've washed up as well. And just across the way, far in the distance, I can see Hunstanton Beach, where another one has been found. It's been a very strange situation, and that's why they're working so hard to try and find it. And as you mentioned, there has been a couple of explosions from the whale as they were cutting it open. As they pierced inside it, some of the organs inside released huge blasts of air. I actually ran away from one of them as it spewed out all this nastiness. And the smell is quite rancid. But that's not putting people off visiting. There have been loads of people, and all around me, you think that it's like a bank holiday. There's school children who are walking past. There's parents, there's dog walkers, everyone standing around to have a good look at the whale. But the advice at the moment is really to stay away. And from being quite close to it myself earlier on, I can tell you, you don't really want to see what is much closer to me. But it's still been very good for Skegness. Joining me is Danny Brooks. Danny runs an ice cream shop, Paradise, and you've actually opened specially this morning, all because of this.
Yes, opened specially this weekend, really. We knew that people would be interested in this, and we opened, and like you say, it has actually been like a bank holiday.
And you wouldn't ordinarily be open, and it is busy. We've got the sound of children in the air.
That's right, we wouldn't normally open in January, no, because it's too cold for ice creams and that. However, when there's this amount of people down here, you've got to take a chance.
It's obviously a very sad situation. It's a bit unusual, I suppose, that so many people have turned out to make a day of it, I suppose, and actually see what's going on.
Yes, I think that, you know, most people don't actually get to see whales, do they? And this is why there's an interest in it. But like I say, we opened because there was that amount of people down here.
And how's it been going? Busy?
We've been very busy, yeah.
And I understand you actually ran out of ice cream yesterday.
Yesterday we did, yes. We ran out of ice cream, which I'm a bit ashamed about, really, but we didn't expect this amount of people.
When would you ordinarily expect this number of people? Because Skegness, as they say, it's a bit bracing, especially in January.
Yes, you'd probably be looking end of March, beginning of April, when we get towards Easter.
So I suppose that's one pro that's come out of this tragedy. And looking at the whale on the beach there, it certainly is a scene of tragedy. It looks very sad for itself. And as you mentioned, it's got graffiti on it, the letters CND on its tail, and then Fukushima written on its back as well.
Oh, God.
And it's, yeah, lots of people standing around. And
I mean, the newspapers, David, have talked about, you know, people going there to have a selfie, to take a selfie with a dead whale. You've talked about the sales of ice cream. And when I've watched the footage on the telly, as practically everybody else must have done as well, I can't help wondering why people aren't standing there sobbing rather than, you know, a holiday atmosphere prevailing and people, you know, licking a 99 with a flake in it. You kind of think, my gosh, this is just terribly sad, isn't it? Not a holiday atmosphere at all.
I wouldn't say that people are enjoying enjoying their time here. I think there's very much a kind of a forlorn sense. I think it's curiosity, really, because you never get to see a creature this close that is quite so big. No. It's probably about the size of maybe three white vans. Yeah. And here it is on the beach in Skegness.
And without dwelling too heavily on the details, I mean, when there was this explosion today, which is the whale exploding, is it the whole whale that explodes or a small part of the whale? Does it look still like a dead whale or does it look like a big... I mean, I can't even imagine it. What does it look like?
It still looks very much like a whale. But really, it's... I was talking to one of the postmortem examiners early on in the morning, and he did warn me that that was a possibility. As the body kind of decays, it releases all this oxygen inside it, and because its skin is so thick, they really have to pierce it before it becomes any bigger of an explosion. So I guess you could say it was a controlled explosion, but really it was the sort of the organs inside which were, as they ruptured, as they pierced them themselves, these great big blasts of air came out, and yes, made a bit of a mess.
Goodness. David, thank you very much indeed for reporting for us there from Skegness. Joining us on the line is Nicola Hodgins, Head of Science and Research at Whale and Dolphin Conservation. She deals with stranded whales and also dead ones. Nicola, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What a sad story. And from what we know, the first whale was beached and then the others died of natural causes. How do you work out how it is that these three whales in Skegness have died?
Well, I think the most important thing to do is to undertake the post-mortem as soon as possible. That can obviously then give the pathologist some idea of whether the animals were actually diseased, whether they'd actually been eating, or whether they had potentially plastic in their digestive systems that was maybe stopping them from eating. A lot of the experts are also kind of saying the consensus seems to be this was a pod that's come down from the north, you know, from up in Norway, mm-hmm. and potentially got lost. They may have kind of swum into shallower waters following some prey.